Vegas leading into tonight. You know, we had a good effort. We were, you know, probably a couple goals there that we went back, you know, some power play goals that we gave up. But we stuck with it back to back. You know, that's what you got to figure out, ways to win.
I know the penalty kill has been something that the team has been working on, and, you know, maybe this year it's not clicking as much as last year, but, you know, what's the emphasis that Coach Cooper has been telling you guys about that this year?
Well, you know, I think we've had a few bounces that just haven't gone our way, and when that happens, it seems like, you know, everything you're doing is just not working. So it's sticking with it. You know, we'll start to get some shot blocks, and you know, I think we're just have to bear down on those little things, getting pucks out when it's time, when the puck's on our stick, getting those blocks when you need it. You know, little things like that that start to build momentum for your team on the PK and get you confident. But really, I mean, the biggest problem is we're putting ourselves on the penalty kill 4 or 5 times a night, and that's you know.
That's not new, though.
No, that's not new, and that's you know, something that we, you know, we just have to keep, you know, taking care of. I mean, I take a penalty there in the beginning of the game, and you know, it's the first shift, and that's you know, it's on me, and it sets the tone for the game. So I think you know, it's on all of us to even guys who aren't, you know, I put my teammates in a bad position there where they have to go out and kill a penalty for me early on, and you're playing catch up.
What's it gonna take to eliminate the penalties? You guys kind of all know it's a thing, but
you know, I think there's good penalties and there's bad penalties in my mind, and I think we all know that. You know, when a guy's working hard and he's trying to do the right thing and maybe gets a roughing or, you know, something gets called against him, then that's understandable, and those are ones that you have to kill off of your team. But you know, it's the stick penalties, offensive zone penalties, those are the ones that, you know, not only are they tough on your team, but they take a little life out of you. So I think you know, that's what it takes. I mean, it's just a matter of us realizing that you know, it's a hockey game. We're going to take penalties. That's part of it. But there's ones that we can live with and ones that we can't.
How do you balance the fact of, you know, find a way to win a game, show some resiliency, do that, but obviously that's the recipe you guys are going to want to have in a game to win now or in April, whenever else like that. I mean, obviously it takes longer than to change habits, I guess, but how do you kind of evaluate where you guys are on that particular goal of yours right now?
You know, I think it's something that we're trying to take care of. We've been drilling it into our, you know, into our game in practice, and it didn't show up tonight. We played two, you know, desperate hockey teams the last two nights. Two teams, you know, with that nothing to lose mentality. And in a way, you know, it's something that we can kind of adopt ourselves. I think, you know, it's a different season, I think, for a lot of these guys than last year. You know, obviously it's a new season for me, but it's a different situation. We're not going to be the team, you know, that they were last year. And the sooner we, you know, start to come to grips with that, I think we'll get past, you know, the living on, you know, what happened last year and just assuming that things are going to go our way.
You had a lot of time to reflect on that in the spring and summer. And I'm curious if there was anything that came out, you know, that you discussed with some of your teammates about points or mentality that you really needed to change and kind of how you were going to go about changing that.
Well, I can't really address that because I wasn't here last year.
Right.
So it's you know, I think coming into training camp, the mentality was, you know, we're not going to shy away from what happened last year, but we also have to realize that last year is probably not going to happen. I mean, I think
there's a reason why we
have a exactly. And I think that's something that, you know, we can't just assume that we're going to be the best team in the league every year and win the President's Trophy.
Yeah.
It's good that we're battling for it, and we're in, you know, fights like tonight. And like you said, Joe said, you know, we probably don't want to be winning games like that, but we found a way to win. And, you know, going forward against the Islanders, we're going to play a much more structured team and a team that's going to be harder to score goals against. And we're going to have to grind for it a little bit more.
Can you talk to us about McElhinney? I mean, the score didn't reflect how well he played.
No, I mean, I think, I mean, we've done that to him 3-4 times now. And, you know, I think for him to get that win tonight, finally, you know, I think everyone in this room couldn't be happier for him. I think he's, you know, someone who comes in, works hard every day. He's tremendous for us. And he's a professional, obviously. So he's a guy that you want to battle for, a guy you want to win for. He shows what he does and what he can still do. And, I think we're all just really happy that we at least got him a win. So I think it's a sigh of relief for him.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Yeah.